USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Donald Trump labeled Jack Smith deranged for seeking a partial gag order on him. Speaking at a conference on Friday, Trump accused Smith of trying to curb his right to speak openly.
Because in a true sense, I'm being indicted for you. Thanks a lot, everybody. I appreciate it.
The special counsel requested a limited gag order to prevent Trump from making certain prejudicial, extrajudicial statements. The order aims to restrict his comments on court testimony and witnesses. Negotiations resume between United Auto Workers and the Big Three Detroit automakers.
Roughly 13,000 workers have walked off the job at manufacturing plants in several states after a deal was not reached by Thursday night's deadline. This worker is among those on strike.
I think we deserve more pay. I've been here 24 years and ain't had a raise in 8 years.
General Motors CEO Mary Barra tells CBS that UAW's demands are not sustainable.
We have to make sure the company's going to succeed for the next 115 years.
President Biden says auto workers deserve fair wages and benefits.
The bottom line is that auto workers help create America's middle class.
Two White House advisors are in Detroit to try and bring both sides to a new contract agreement. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Senators in the impeachment case of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton have until Sunday night to reach a verdict on corruption charges, or they may be sequestered in the Capitol. The jury of mostly Republican senators are deciding whether Paxton should be removed from office over allegations that he abused his power to protect a political donor who was being investigated by the FBI. Jason Carter, the grandson of former President Jimmy Carter and Rosalynn Carter, has shared that the couple is in the final phase of their lives. He mentioned they are together at home, which he believes is an ideal situation for them at this stage. And a rare Bob Ross painting, A Walk in the Woods, from the inaugural episode of The Joy of Painting, is for sale at a Minnesota gallery for nearly $10 million. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
Authorities say DNA testing has confirmed that fewer people died from last month's wildfire in Maui. The death toll of 115 has been revised to 97, 74 of which have been identified. Officials say further testing showed that multiple DNA samples from some of the victims had been counted. The number of people still missing has fallen to 31. Post-tropical cyclone Lee, once a hurricane, now maintains hurricane-force winds that heads towards New England and poses a threat to Nova Scotia, Canada. It brings hazardous surf and heavy rain to coastal areas from Massachusetts to Maine. Lee is skirting the coast of Maine and is anticipated to make landfall in western Nova Scotia later Saturday. The three remaining suspects charged in connection with an attempted kidnapping of Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer have been acquitted on counts of providing material support for a terrorist act. Nine others have already been convicted and sentenced to prison. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, is underway.
Jews in the United States, Israel, and around the world celebrating the holiday of Rosh Hashanah this weekend, the start of the new year. Traditionally, those who celebrate eat slices of an apple dipped in honey to represent the hope of a sweet new year. I'm Laura Winters.
And today marks Mexico's Independence Day, commemorating the cry of independence on September 16, 1810, a call for freedom from Spanish rule. The cry, culminating in Viva Mexico, was initiated by priest Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla, advocating for an end to Spanish dominance. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.